I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
This is the WEOL Morning Show. Got an update in a little bit from Jim Rosenhaus as Indian spring training continues on. That'll be coming up shortly. Time to talk about The Power of Different. It's a new book by Dr. Gail Saltz, The Link Between Disorder and Genius. Dr. Saltz is a psychiatrist, columnist, and best-selling author. Here to talk about things, including something called brain difference. So we have a lot to talk about this morning. Good morning, Doctor. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
So The Power of Different, and then we have a brain difference. What is a brain difference? If you could explain that.
I'm referring to the fact that, to some degree, all of our brains are wired differently from one another. There's tremendous variation, but sometimes that variation comes with a set of symptoms, anxiety, a mood problem, difficulty with ability to concentrate or distractibility, a difficulty relating to others, or maybe it's a learning difference like dyslexia. So those kinds of differences that we often call a disorder can potentially obviously cause a lot of suffering, particularly if left unrecognized and untreated. But it often also comes with a hardwired, directly linked, very particular kind of strength.
And that's where you come with this, a link between disorder and genius. It almost
exactly.
seems like it's almost like it seems like blessed and cursed at the same time. Kind of explain.
Well, I suppose one might say that. I would say, first of all, we're talking about, close to half of Americans at some point or another will have a mental health diagnosis. So there are large numbers of people who struggle either unbeknownst to themselves or unbeknownst to others. But along with that comes this potential for, for example, those with attention deficit disorder often have a highly original thought, innovative thought, high creativity, high impulsivity, which can be a problem, but on the flip side, can be the very means by which they utilize that creative, original thought and to, go on to become, the sort of Richard Bransons of the world, those very innovative entrepreneurs, for example.
And is this why we have some people who do very well in one academic area, but maybe not so well in another?
Well, many of us are angular like that, we have, at areas of relative weakness and areas of relative strength. But yes, particularly in many of these kinds of conditions, there is an area that, like, for instance, on autism spectrum, great difficulty with socializing, with making eye contact, with reading social cues, but some with autism, for example, have incredible math ability or incredible photographic memory or music ability. And others have incredible verbal skills. But they rarely come together. Yes, it's often sort of one or the other.
We're talking this morning to Dr. Gail Saltz. The book is called The Power of Different, The Link Between Disorder and Genius. Take us a little bit through this book where you kind of list out some of the different types of disabilities, disorders, or whatever, and then you kind of highlight maybe people who have had them, sometimes putting it into a real context. What have you selected, and why did you choose some of these people?
Oh, yes. So I've interviewed so many people for this book, many neuroscientists and educators for, the data and the research, but also, many people who have struggled, who are exceptionally talented or, a genius level people. Some you'll have heard of, the David Sedaris's of the world, the Anne Rice, Evan Wright, who wrote Generation Kill, various comedians, but also people you may or may not know in the sciences, Nobel Prize-winning doctor, the sort of most decorated and awarded paleontologist in this country, a physician who discovered the method of diagnosing Down syndrome in utero, and who, for example, Dr. Benner Sarap, she has really pretty severe dyslexia, but because of that, hardwired in with her dyslexia is this unique, visual spatial ability where things pop off of x-rays and ultrasound that she can see that other people really couldn't see, and that has everything to do with her dyslexia. So examples like that.
Do stories, though, have people that inspired them or allowed them to, because it almost seems like everybody, are they working out of the same playbook, or do they all have to start from scratch or figure out how they can take their brain difference and utilize the strengths, or do people just, you know, fall between the cracks?
Some people have naturally gravitated toward the thing that they are, you know, they've discovered it along the way, and they have a passion for it, and that's very important, too. Like, do you have a passion for something and the aptitude? Some people discovered along the way. Other people, unfortunately, you know, sometimes stigma related to your condition is so squashes people and harms their self-esteem so much that it's hard for them to manifest the strength that they have. But at other times, you know, if we look back in history, the Vincent Van Goghs and the Ernest Hemingways and the Albert Einsteins, I mean, they did plenty of suffering as a result of, frankly, untreated mental health conditions, but it was very clear that those conditions had everything to do with the particular talent and gift that they had, the genius that they had, which they did manifest. It doesn't mean they led the happiest of lives. So I am advocating in this book that people do seek treatment to mitigate suffering, because you don't need to suffer in order to have the gift.
How do you know that the treatment won't interfere with the gift or things like
that? Well, that's a good question, because some people, for example, with bipolar disorder often worry that it will, but there really is no data to support that it does. So it's an idea, but it's not a reality. And so, in fact, often treating the issue is what allows you to, in an ordered way, manifest your ability. So, you know, if you're too disorganized, if you're too ill, you may have that strength and that gift, but you might not be able to, you know, put it together in a way that you produce something. So actually, it's, you know, you might, if you are hypomanic and untreated, you might have all these incredible creative thoughts, but you can't write or you can't, you know, produce. So it is important. It is important to seek treatment. And there really is more data to suggest that while you might not have the most creative of your thought, if you are treated, you will still have beyond, you know, the normal amount, let's say. You know, you still have a relative strength and you can manifest it. So that's very important.
Doctor, how do you know you're getting the right treatment and the right doctor?
That's a really good question, because, of course, there is tremendous variety. So I really do suggest that you try to choose somebody who does evaluate and treat the kind of thing that you think might be going on. I mean, people often do really know sort of what kind of thing they're struggling with. They know they're struggling with anxiety, or they know they're struggling with mood or distractibility. And so, you know, looking for somebody who specializes to some degree in that area, but also look at their credentials. I mean, it really does matter. Anybody can call themselves a therapist. You don't have to have any training to call yourself a therapist. So it is important to look, you know, are they a psychiatrist if you think this might be something that needs medication? You know, do they have an MD degree? Are they a psychologist who has gone through and had the clinical psychological training? You really want to look that somebody has the degrees appropriate for what you're looking for.
The book is called The Power of Different, The Link Between Disorder and Genius by Dr. Gail Saltz. She joins us this morning. We appreciate your time and sharing this, and encourage folks to read it and be inspired, and also maybe understand maybe if someone's in their family has something similar to this, they can kind of tap into maybe some of that that genius.
Absolutely, especially children. You know, I think we don't work hard enough to diagnose and many children who are struggling with something, so we can treat them, put them back on track, but also find their gift and play to that strength and help their schools to help them develop that as well.
Right, so we're not dealing with somebody in their teens or 20s later on and they've already got a lot of other baggage that's happened because of their difference. We appreciate your time this morning, Dr. Saltz. Thank you
so much for having me.